Good morning, Bob. Good to be here.
Did Scott Walker sound like a governor to you or a presidential hopeful?
He sounded like a presidential hopeful. He said all the things that you might expect in a speech before the Iowa caucuses, except he didn't say, and that's why I'm running for president. But he stressed his prowess in fundraising. He had a vision for the nation. He talked about his own biography. It was very much a prescription for a campaign speech.
And what was the reaction of the crowd?
It was somewhat subdued. They applauded him and stood to applaud him when he took the stage as well as when he left the stage. But it wasn't a roaring applause of cheering. They did applaud pretty loudly at several different points during the speech, especially when he talked about Wisconsin now being able to hire and fire teachers based on merit, and also the fact that the Wisconsin budget is projected to have $500,000 surplus this year. They loved that. But I wouldn't say it was a wildly enthusiastic reaction, but they liked him.
There are, of course, other elements to the Walker agenda, including how the budget got to be in the position that it's in. This represents an entirely different point of view than the one that the governor professes himself. Do Iowans know about Walker's Wisconsin, that is to say, the two sides of his case?
Not really. I talked to quite a few Iowa Republicans ahead of the speech and said, what do you know about his history? What do you know about Wisconsin history? And they said, not much. They said, we know his history of bold reform, is how they phrase it. Now, the Democrats ahead of time said union buster, but the Republicans say bold reform. But other than that, they are not familiar with the politics of our neighboring state. I think they usually say, well, if he actually does run for president, we'll get to know him very, very well. We'll break down everything in detail over the months before the presidential election. But for now, no, they don't know a whole lot.
One group called One Wisconsin Now had planned to travel to Iowa to protest the governor's appearance there. Did you happen to see that group or any other protesters? And if so, hear what they had to say?
Yeah, I did. Scott Ross from One Wisconsin Now spoke very passionately. It was a small group of protesters, and it wasn't even really a protest. It was just a news conference, and there were about 15 Iowa union and liberal activists in the audience. And there was also another liberal group from Iowa that spoke, so two groups. And they just spoke very passionately about why they don't like Scott Walker. But it wasn't as big as some of the protests that you've seen for your governor in other states. Like, I know there was about 100 people protesting in Connecticut. We didn't have anything like that here in Iowa.
You mentioned a kind of lukewarm response to the governor's speech, or at least not a rousing show of approval. Did that surprise you at all?
A little bit, although, you know, this is more of a reserved audience. The Rand Paul audience, we had U.S. Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky in Iowa a couple weeks ago, and his audience is more of a different kind of strain of Iowa Republican that's a little bit louder. So, I guess it didn't surprise me too much. It was a typical reaction. I think it would have been more interesting if they had just gone bananas for him, but they just didn't.
Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.